Jack here. Today we're joined by Sam Telfer, who is a member for Flinders. How are you today, Sam?
Yes, very well.
Welcome to 2024.
Absolutely. It's a pretty good living weather on the Eyre Peninsula at the moment.
It's not too bad. Now, you've had a very busy start to your year. Let's kick off today's chat with a discussion about the desal plant. What's going on with that?
Yeah, and this comes really in the shadow of an overall discussion which we're hoping the government has into Eyre Peninsula water as a whole. So before the end of last year, I wrote to the Premier to highlight the concerns of the local community, the concerns of local Indigenous community, the concerns of business, of industry, about any plans to locate a desal plant at Billy Lights Point here in the Bay Area at Port Lincoln. And now I wrote this letter to highlight to decision makers at that highest level, at the Premier's level, that this is an issue and we need to have a solution. And I also said that we need to have a look at it in the context of Eyre Peninsula water as a whole. So when there's discussion happening about southern desal, we need to also keep in mind the conversation that's happening about the northern water project. We need to look at the challenges with distribution all around the Eyre Peninsula. And to reflect this, we in the Liberal Party in the opposition, last week in Parliament, we moved a motion to have a select committee inquiry into Eyre Peninsula water and looking at all those different aspects. So it's desal opportunities, southern and northern, distribution, a bit of the history, you know, the way that the basins are being managed, and look at water as a whole on the EP.
If people would like to reach out to you, how can they do that?
Yeah, so call my office in Port Lincoln, or if you're in Ceduna, my office up there. Email, Facebook, I'm very accessible. Make sure that people, any state matter, are able to contact me.